Let's take a moment to think through what is it like to build a Christian faith with gold, the first one, okay? Silver and costly stones, which implies costly and imperishable materials. Some Christians, having recognized the great, magnificent, and solid foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, they understood the price of the gospel, and therefore they have so much fear and reverence in their lives, they dare not build a Christian life or a Christian faith that costs them nothing. They build it with something costly. They pay a great price in following the Lord. And so when they want to pay a great price, something costly to follow the Lord, they will meet with one critical challenge. What is that critical challenge? The critical challenge is changes. Write it in your notes. Changes. The ultimate challenge for us Christians in this world is changes. Because we human beings are prone to change. The era change, the culture change, ideology change, even our feelings, our emotions, and our preference changes. And as a builder of the Christian faith, we are constantly tempted to change. And what changes is perishable, right? What changes is perishable? And what doesn't change, people? What doesn't change? God doesn't change. His truth doesn't change. His word and His will doesn't change. So the person who does the will of God will be remembered forever. That's what the Bible says. But everything in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, will pass away, right? So you are going to meet with, if you're going to build a house or a Christian faith that is pricely, costly, you think you can be easy with it? And then you say, okay, I'm going to build it with something costly. I'm going to pay the price for it. I'm going to carry the cross and follow the Lord, all right? Then you must know, what is your challenge? The challenge is the temptation to change. And even your emotions and your feelings change. Even your conviction change. So if you were to follow the Lord without any truth principle, by just going by what suits your inclinations, my culture, my changing emotions and preferences, no, there's nothing costly about it. There's nothing imperishable about it. So God is saying, you know, most people, or in fact, a lot of people, especially with the intensified, this illusion, deception in the last days, everyone changes as the world does. Even the church, the teaching change to suit the culture, to suit the tendency and the needs of people and all. But who doesn't change? There will be some who anchor their faith upon the unchanging gospel truth of God. And I have personally seen parents, godly parents who raised godly children because of their unwavering faith in the truth of God. And while most parents take pride in having well-mannered and studious and successful children, believing only in the changing systems of the society, there are some who believe that the only important thing is for the child to be anchored upon the truth of God. They must grow up to learn the truths, to obey the truths, and all. And eventually the difference will show. Now I'm going to talk to parents and also to youth leaders. I have a note for you here. If you want to raise a generation of young people who abides to unchanging truths, you have to have a conviction in you to keep teaching them the same gospel. Even at times, they may be listless, tired, looks bored. You know, Pastor, you've been preaching for half an hour. I still don't get you. But you must not be afraid of their boredom. If you only think about how to inspire them, how to provoke them, how to captivate them. Now, understand, fun is important. But equally important, if not more important, is that they are able to listen to the same thing over and over again till one day the Holy Spirit opened their hearts to understand that is the ultimate unchanging truth of God. If this batch of young people, all they know is, I have to be provoked, I have to feel, you know, I have to be inspired and all. And if without that, you know, I'm closing my ears and my eyes and all, then you will not have a generation of David, Joseph, and all. So my young people, you have to be used to listening to repetitive, critical truths of God. So when the Bible spoke about the false teachers, the Bible says, watch out for those dogs, those who live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their God is their stomach, right? They're looking to fill up their flesh, you know. And their mind is on earthly things. When you say the mind is on earthly things, it means your mind is always on things that changes. Philippians chapter 3. Now, my dear brethren, the false prophets of the last era will present to you everything that is perishable, changing mindset, easy doctrine. And to suit your human opinions and human tendencies, the world will present to you a love without truth, freedom without godliness. Beware of that. And when you are weak, the world and everything in it always looks so real. But when you come to the truth of God, you know this merely will fade away.